Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by Michael and Ryan, the co-founders of FBA University, the U. Today's episode, we're going to talk about a topic we don't touch on too often, but is good to bring back to the forefront. Can you sell your business in 2024 and how? So there was an aggregator boom in the world of COVID, or the days of COVID. And a lot of those were massively inflated. It was a bubble. So just kind of coming to the real time forefront of, you know, can you sell your business? One, if so, how, and what we kind of see here and know about the market. So, well, man, we'll start with you. It's not, you know, there was all aggregators, especially Amazon aggregators, were all the hype in 2021. Not sure how that even started, I guess, just because of the massive increase in demand in e-com. But they definitely took a little bit of windfall. Some of them filed bankruptcy, you know, some of them had to downsize. So in terms of today, it's May 2024. What options are there, and kind of what do you see in the market in terms of sellability?
Yeah, so look, you know, even though the hype around aggregators and like the huge multiples that we saw during the pandemic, which was like 50 times, 75 times multiples of monthly net profit, I think there definitely was a hype around it and people bought into that. I think a lot of people would have sold their Amazon businesses at the right time because they definitely wouldn't get those valuations that they received then, today. But look, just because the hype's died down, it doesn't mean that it's not a feasible option for people that have, you know, healthy businesses, big businesses, seven-figure businesses that, you know, you definitely can, or even six-figure businesses, right? You definitely can still sell your business. You can actually check out, you know, what businesses are going for by going to websites like Empire Flippers and just looking. There's actual businesses there for sale. You can see how much monthly revenue they bring in. You can see how much of that is profit, and you can see what they're looking for, you know, how much they want to sell their business for. Ballpark figure. So I recommend all of you listening to this, go out to Empire Flippers and just take a look. Just even if you're not planning on selling your business, even if you don't have an Amazon FBA business at all, just look at what potentially, you know, could be in store for you a few years down the line if you do things right. Now, aggregators are definitely still there. They're definitely, I think, the focal point if you do want to sell your business. So they're definitely the first people I would go to advertise my business, you know, Empire Flippers, or reach out to aggregators out there. A lot of the times, and from what I know about people who have sold their business during the pandemic, a lot of the times they didn't actually do any outreach. It was the aggregators that messaged them and got in touch with them. So I think number one, you know, if you did want to sell your business, the first thing that you want to do is make sure that you have that strong branding. And that doesn't just flow through in order for aggregators to work with you, but just your business is way more sellable if you have strong branding. So if all your products are in the same category, you know, if you have your logo on all your products and that branding, that strong like font usage is uniform throughout, it's going to be way easier for you to sell your business. It's going to be way more attractive. And what you'll find is that people will actually come to you asking to buy your business rather than you having to go to them or pitch yourself or, you know, put your business up for a listing on Empire Flippers, for example. So key branding is really the thing that is going to get people to get in touch with you and get you seen if you do want to sell your business. The second thing is, okay, once you've made that initial contact and people have got in touch with you, the next thing they're going to know is your numbers, and you need to have solid numbers. So your accounting needs to be on point. So you need to know, you know, your profit to the nearest cent. So I'm not talking about, you know, Sniper Insights profits or general, you know, Excel-based kind of like profit tracking. I mean like serious profit tracking, like actual numbers. Now, people generally want to see that over a period of 18 months. So you need to know your numbers. You need to know your stuff. So make sure if you do want to sell your business and this is something that, you know, you're looking to do, make sure you at least have 18 months of solid records, solid accounts that, you know, they'll be able to draw through and are true, right? Don't start fabricating stuff. Don't start like, you know, estimating things. They need real numbers. And that is going to be a massive factor in selling your business because no one wants to buy a business where the numbers don't make sense. They've got to make sense. So strong branding and good accounting is going to basically make it a lot easier for you. The next thing is, you know, I mentioned around branding, your products don't all need to be the same. So let's say I have a supplement business. Your products don't all need to be supplements, but it does make sense if you have multiple variations, multiple product lines of the same subcategory. It makes it way easier for people that are looking at buying a business. A lot of these aggregators are looking to potentially merge your business with another business. So let's say I've got a supplement business and, you know, someone else has a supplement business. They might look at merging the two together or creating two different lines of the same sort of brand. So subcategories being all in the same niche is more beneficial. But saying that, I have seen people sell their business when they have several products in several different categories. It is just a little bit harder. And the other thing I'll mention is that if you are not planning to sell your business to an aggregator, or you know, you maybe don't want to go down that route, you can look at existing brands who are looking to build out, and they will buy your business. Now, a lot of the times it's hard to identify these brands. You know, you could potentially reach out to some of your market competitors, but the main way this kind of goes down is that those brands would reach out to you and look for a potential buyout. So you're probably seeing a common theme here, but a lot of the transactions in the business that goes on, it's by people reaching out to you. So the main thing you can do in this space, if you do want to sell your business, is just have that solid branding and just be like a strong brand. Be a good business, be a strong brand, you know, have good reviews, have a good price point, have good metrics, because this is what they're looking for. So if you have all these things and you tick all these boxes, you're going to increase your chances of, you know, getting that buyout, exiting the business.
Yeah, and there's a few other sites. There's like Looka. I know the FBA guys have a site. And so you can list your businesses there. But to be honest, I've heard not more success, but I've heard more success around me in terms of people just listing them on local business sites. So every city, you know, I live in Austin, Texas. So there, granted, if you live in a small city, you probably aren't going to have as much juice on this, but there's local businesses that go for sale, and it's how you would basically find any business, right? And those seem to be a lot more there's a lot higher transaction volume. Maybe you won't get the valuation you could get otherwise, because I mean, it's kind of hard for a traditional business person to value this correctly, but if you are looking to make a faster transaction, that's an option. And then, yeah, just like Rye said, make sure whatever email is associated with your brand account that you check from time to time, because you will get, I mean, you'll get more than just emails to acquire your business. I mean, that's rare, but it does happen. But you will also get occasionally people reaching out, wanting to promote your product. And, you know, the email associated with your brands, especially if you're off Amazon as well, on Shopify and all kinds of places, it's that contact info is in more places than you would think. And so sometimes people who have more professional, more things that could add some value to your business, reach out there. But I would always start on your local business online directory if you want to list it, and then compare that to what something like Empire Flippers or Looka is going to give you, and, you know, pick the highest offer, or take whatever, if you do want to sell, take something that can do it in a somewhat short amount of time. And so just know, by that time, you do need to have a tightened up financial history. Typically, people need to see very detailed financials for the last 2 years at least. And so that's something, if you do want to sell, if you do want to get the value you need, not just ditch your business, which we never recommend, you have to tighten up for a long time period before you do that. So if you're going to do it, have a plan. Make sure you take the extra steps to really be organized. And then, yeah, there's still huge multiples, like 3, 4, 5 times monthly, or not monthly, yearly profits a lot of times. And so we're still seeing a lot more multiples. It's just less huge private equity money coming in, just because they didn't know how to acquire and grow these businesses, because how would they? And so just know there's a lot of options to sell your business still, but you gotta make sure it's worth organizing, having detailed accounting, having some systems in place that you may not have today if you do want to sell.
100%. It's still out there. The dream is still alive for a lot of us. It can still be done, guys. Just because the hype has died down doesn't mean people aren't out there selling their businesses. So guys, if you're looking to start a private label business and scale it to $10,000 a month or more in revenue by selling private label products under your own brand on Amazon, just like me and Michael do, then book a call with us. We run the Accelerator 2.0 program, which is our flagship program. We offer unlimited one-to-one calls for an entire year, something that you're not going to get anywhere else. So link is in the description. Book a call with us. We'd love to speak with as many of you as possible. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode.